8:35 on a Friday morning. It's not just Friday morning. It is Black Friday today, Small Business Saturday tomorrow. A lot of Christmas shopping and such done. And our neighbors just to our east out in Cannon Falls always dress up their town and do a fine job with it. We have Kyle Paulson joining us right now, who's the executive director of the Cannon Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Kyle, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, absolutely. I enjoy coming over.
This is... Boy, the one of the busiest times of the year for you, I'm sure, getting ready for the big retail season. Now, of course, with the Chamber of Commerce, you deal with a lot of different industries, but it's full time into this for a few weeks.
Yep, for a couple more weeks, it is full time, and especially because Deck the Falls is also coming on Saturday the 27th, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, for our listeners out there who haven't been to Deck the Falls, tell us, what's going on tomorrow?
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you like pancakes, you need to be at the Fire Hall from 8 to noon. And the Cannon Falls Lions Club is doing a pancake feed. And we've heard that Santa will be dropping in sometime.
Ooh, all right.
Yes. And then we have sleigh rides happening from 1 to 4 in Hannah's Bend. And if anyone knows where the Cannon Valley Fairgrounds is, it's right across the street from that. Now, he's not going to be in a sleigh. He's already got his wheels on.
Okay.
So, but Rudy's coming with his Shetlands, and that'll be great.
All right. Well, we don't have the snow yet for the
Exactly.
The wheels, so.
That was one thing I just didn't get checked off on my list. Oh.
Well, before long.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 2:30 to 4:30, you can come and see Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus at the Cannon Bells Coffee and Ice Cream. Don't forget your own camera.
Sure. Got to get a picture with Santa.
That's for sure. And Toys for Tots as well. There's a gift box in there for them. 5 o'clock is the Deck the Falls Parade. And that goes right downtown, right on 4th Street, all the way up to Mill Street, which is the stop signs, and takes a left. And just after the winery, it goes into the city parking lot.
All right.
Yes.
Boy, that's always a fun time. Kids love the parade.
Yes.
Bring the kids for that one.
Absolutely. And we have 18 units this year.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, it just kept growing and growing. And
love it.
So that's wonderful. Yes. In the city parking lot, you can find Hot Cider. That is being sponsored by Nelson Insurance. And we also have, at about 5:45, the Lighting of the Tree Ceremony.
Okay.
And that's, it's a very, very large tree right across the Cannon River. And what we also do is we have holiday prizes. It is chamber dollars, and it's over $900.
Oh, boy.
So there's 16 different prizes that you can draw for. And the drawing boxes are throughout Cannon Falls. And you can just go in and sign one of those little green slips, put your name in, and
there you go.
You could be a winner.
Maybe you'll be a winner.
That's exactly right. The after the drawing, we do light the tree. And I should have mentioned, we start with caroling, and then we're going to have a little bit of caroling between the tree and the fireworks.
All right. Now, is this going to be group caroling that everybody sings along? Or
we would hope so.
Okay.
We would hope so. But, you know, we have two groups. The high school play performers from Frozen are going to be there doing their whole medley of Christmas songs.
Oh, fun.
And then we have a group of church ladies who they're going to help along, and we'll have a lot of singing happening.
All right.
And so then with the fireworks, don't leave yet, because we have a 50-50 Deck the Falls fireworks raffle. What that means is that they're $5 a ticket. There's one winner. And that one winner gets 50% of the pot.
All right.
Up to $1,500.
Up to $1,500.
Yes.
All right.
That's the most you can win is $1,500. But, you know, for $5, that's a pretty good, you know, return on your investment.
It is. That is a pretty good return on your investment. I like that.
Yes.
I've been fortunate enough to win, not in Cannon Falls, but one in Northfield here.
Earlier this year.
So it happens.
It happens is right. Throughout the day tomorrow, there are sales, there's promotions, there's open houses. I mean, just a lot of things going on in the downtown and the surrounding area.
Yeah, you know, we have a list of some of the things going on. You brought in one of the brochures,
yes,
which is helpful. Boy, you have a lot of different, not only are there a lot of different sponsors and event businesses that are participating, but some of the businesses have a lot of things going on.
Going on besides.
Multiple things going on besides that. So
absolutely.
That's too many for us to run down. But if you do want to thank a few sponsors, feel free to.
Oh, I absolutely will. First, mm-hmm. I do want to mention that we do have Santa's Mailbox at Sue's Garage Sales.
Mm-hmm.
And the children just bring in their letter, have it ready to send to Santa, and then the ladies at Sue's Garage Sale will make sure that Santa responds to every letter.
Oh, that's nice.
So they've got to get their letter in with all their good wishes.
Okay.
And, you know, we have Deck the Falls sponsors. You know, our biggies are, of course, the City of Cannon Falls, Mayo Clinic, Merchants Bank, Dakota Electric, First Farmers, Sustain Natural Fertilizer. Those are the biggies.
Mm-hmm.
There are 18 in total. And so I thank them all. I really appreciate all their help and support. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it makes the year go well.
Yeah. Once again, we're talking with Kyle Paulson. Tomorrow is Deck the Falls. Things going on starting at 8 a.m., really all throughout the day and into the evening as well. A lot of fun. But that's not it. Mm-hmm. Once that's over, it's still Christmas in Cannon Falls.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got the Light Up Cannon Falls thing going on.
Light Up Cannon Falls. And the best part of Light Up Cannon Falls is Light Up Cannon Falls decorating.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone can participate. It can be a residence, a business, you know, your service organization. But you need to just send in your name and address of the location you have decorated.
Mm-hmm.
And it will go in to a drawing, as well as be put on the map. So we'll have a map of all the decorated areas in Cannon Falls. That'll be out on our website about December 17th. And there's over $700 in prizes.
Oh, boy, you got prizes for everyone.
We got it, yes.
Everywhere you turn.
Everybody came through this year. That's exactly right. We do also have a buy local giving tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're trying to do is help families that, you know, just can't get Christmas presents for their children. And so we will have tags on our Christmas tree right at the chamber office. And if you know someone that needs assistance, please call the chamber and we will help them out. If you're someone from the public, you can sure come in, pick up a tag, purchase a gift, bring it back, and we'll make sure it gets to the right families.
Good stuff.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right.
We finish off the season with a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's participating needs to come in and pick up a scavenger hunt list so that they can write the address of where they have found that
the particular
that
items?
That's
hint.
Exactly right. Hmm. And we have 12 of them this year.
Oh, all right.
Not particularly this 12 days of Christmas, but 12 days of hints.
Now, is this a race to be the first one done, or?
Well, no, because we only give a hint a day.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to pay attention from December 3rd through December 15th. And then whoever sends in their completed list
uh-huh.
of the 12 addresses will be put into a drawing mm-hmm. again. Yes, absolutely. And we have over $225 in prizes for those. They'll be top three.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first ones in are the ones and completed. They have uh-huh. to have all the answers, and they're in the drawing for the winner.
All right. Well, best of luck. Happy hunting out there as
yes.
people go out scavenger hunting.
That's exactly right. We enjoy that stuff.
Kyle Paulson, once again with us from the Cannon Falls Chamber of Commerce. What else do we need to know about Cannon Falls, not only for the big events tomorrow, the Deck the Falls, but throughout the season? Anything
throughout
else you'd
the
like
season.
To add?
Oh, boy. You know, we have great antique stores. We have a wonderful bakery. We have three ladies' boutiques
mm-hmm.
in Cannon Falls.
Wow.
Besides
for a
jewelry
small town,
store.
That's pretty good.
That is. It absolutely is. You know, and so you just need to come and visit us. There are vintage stores in our Cannon Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, There's things going on all the time.
Sure. You have a winery and a brewery and
all that stuff.
And
great
restaurants as well.
And watch the winery and brewery's websites because they'll have listings of when they have music coming up this holiday season.
All right. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us. I certainly appreciate it. And we'll see you in Cannon Falls.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
All right. Kyle Paulson, once again, from the Cannon Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. We've got Rich standing by. Local news coming up in just a moment or so.